Secretary McNamara, line O.
Answers to two of your questions, Mr. President. One Marine killed, 9 wounded, 3 airborne wounded. Secondly, we had started entering into the records that they were combat missions instead of combat support missions a few days ago, not in response to towers. We're getting this out on the ticker. It has no bearing on promotion pay or anything else. It's just a formality, but we'll change it anyhow.
I just tell them that you'd already done it.
And that's exactly what we're putting on.
Yeah, okay. Now, one Marine dead.
9 Marines wounded, 3 airborne troops wounded.
Know anything about what happened there?
The Marine problem came in what's known as the low-cost housing area, which is being developed on that green airfield. On the map, it's to the right and a little above the polo field. But I don't know how seriously wounded they are or exactly how it happened. But there were rebel snipers in that low-cost housing area that struck at them as they were establishing the perimeter of that safety zone.
And what did we fire on them and stop it?
I'm sure we did. Yes, we stopped it, all right. And I don't know what losses the rebels.
What is our safety zone now? Have we established it?
Yes, we have established it. And we have tanks, or did have tanks a couple hours ago, and I think they're probably still there down at the embassy, which is on the east end of the safety zone, the polo field being the west end of the safety zone.
Now, what is the net of what we've done today, Bob?
Well, we've continued to evacuate American and foreign nationals.
When we get them evacuated, they're going to make us evacuate ourselves, what I'm afraid of.
Well, we still got some more there we did to evacuate.
Aren't you?
Well, I think so, yes. Well, it depends on the ceasefire and what the OAS does.
OAS is sending Moro down.
Tonight?
Yeah, and they've delayed me making any statement to saying anything until they have acted. Now, I don't think
you ought to delay until they've acted, Mr. President, but I think you can wait an hour. I don't think the loss of an hour.
They've already acted. They have decided to send Moro.
Well,
and they've announced it. That's on the ticker. I've delayed. The State Department, I think, delayed deliberately to keep anything being said because they was afraid that it would be interpreted as pressure. I don't think so. I think we got a right to give our view and urge OAS action, call them statesmen, but we haven't got enough guts over there.
Are you going to make your statement?
I guess not. They've already announced Moro's acted. I would like to, but...
why don't you make the...
Well, Rust said, Max says now that Rust objects to saying that they're disturbing signs down there.
Well, even if you have to leave that out...
It doesn't say anything else.
Well, yes, it does. It says that... states what you're doing and urges a ceasefire.
Well, it says that there's been agreed upon ceasefire.
Urges fulfillment of the agreement. We don't know that they have a ceasefire, and as a matter of fact, they almost certainly don't at the moment. We still have General York in with the conferees discussing it, and we've sent another general, a brigadier general from the Marine Corps, out with additional instructions. At 12:55 today, which was 2 minutes after you called me, I instructed Wheeler to instruct them to put the pressure on Wesson, which he did, and General York's doing that. We've got another man out there now, but my guess is that the ceasefire hasn't occurred as of the moment. I think it's perfectly appropriate for you to urge that they fulfill their agreement for a ceasefire. I think there's some advantage in your making a statement, even if it's just a handout to the press.
I think so, but I don't see, Bob, what worries me. I don't think I'm being quite honest with them. And I think we do know, and I think every one of the citizens in this country knows that there are disturbing signs there. And that the people are trained outside in there. And I think that if I don't say so, that it looks like I'm concealing it and trying to cover up. Well,
I don't think it's bad to leave that in, Mr. President. I don't share Bill's reasoning on it. I don't think it's bad to leave it in.
The state thinks that we, by saying that, we're in effect taking on the liberals and the communists.
Well, there's a little bit to their position. I think you'll get some more criticism tomorrow than you otherwise would. But with or without that, I think it's worth putting out the statement.
Well, do you think that we, in the long run, that we can justify our not mentioning this if we put out a statement?
Oh, yes, I certainly do, Mr. President.
Why don't we tell the people the truth, then?
Well, I don't think you have to tell them that kind of information. And certainly not today.
Every press man asks that. That's what he wants to know. Aren't you concerned at all, Mr. President? Are you going to sit here and not be concerned at all?
Well, they're baiting you. They're trying to...
Yeah, sure, I understand that. But I think that reflects the opinion of
the
American people.
Surely the people...
They are concerned, and they expect their leader to tell them what the facts are, if he's going to talk. And I've delayed talking 2 days.
Well, then I leave it in.
Well, that's the way I feel, but I kind of hate to create this schism and have them say, well, I told you so. That's the position I am in right now, and I guess I decided to press people, said if you're going to do it, you'll do it before 6 o'clock.
Well, not before, you ought to do it before 7:30, and preferably before 7. So you have a half an hour.
All right.
Thanks.